Mineral Area College Basketball is on the air. KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com is your voice for Cardinal Athletics. Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win.
Thompson, a covered-up triple! Oh, mercy! A bullseye! Bang! Bang for Darius Thompson! And the Cardinals lead by 12.
Lob to Cuthbertson, rises up!
Wow!
Oh, he hammered it down! It's like he jumped off the roof! Zach Cuthbertson flies high and comes down hard!
Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for conference and district championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
2-1. Mineral Area College has a Region 16 title, and it's the ladies who did it. The queens of Region 16, your Mineral Area College Cardinals, 65-51. They trounce Crowder.
It's MAC Cardinal basketball on Regional Radio AM 800, KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com. Now let's go courtside for your pregame show.
And we are courtside at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse tonight back in Park Hills on the Mineral Area College campus. The Shawnee Saints are in town from Eulon, Illinois. They're 7-3 on the year. And head coach John Sparks brings in this squad that features the 10th leading scorer in the country and Savion McEwen, 23.1 points per game. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are coming off a loss against Lewis and Clark. That was at the shootout in St. Louis, where Mineral Area shot only 38.3% in that game. Mac has a nice record at 10-3, but they're only 2-2 over the last week, played four games last week. The bench kind of took a hit. They had a few injuries. Hopefully they'll be feeling a little bit better tonight and ready to come out to play a great ball game, because they will need one against this Shawnee Saints ball club. And it's great to welcome back to the mic Kevin Thurman joining me now. Kevin did some of the women's games, had to step aside. This will be your first men's game. You
I
said
know.
You've been. I
That's
didn't
right.
even notice it.
That's right. This is my first men's game that I've been able to actually see in person. I've listened to you quite a bit on a lot of the men's games, but this is the first one actually I've got to see.
All right. Well, great to have you alongside, Kevin. And I think maybe that'd be the good luck. I think you're probably bringing the good luck and the mojo.
Yeah, I think so.
Tonight.
That sounds good.
Okay. we'll take any of it we can get, right? We'll talk with both head coaches as well. We'll see what John Sparks thinks about his club and also the Cardinals. And Luke Strege joins us on the pregame show. We'll do that on the other side of this. 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Mineral Area College Cardinal Basketball right here on KREI.
Hi, this is Joe Penno, assistant coach for the Mineral Area College basketball team. Choosing the Soap Lady cleaning product is as easy as a layup. That's why we use her products on our uniforms.
Hi, my name is Briley Palmer, and I'm the assistant women's coach at Mineral Area College. And after a hard day on the court, I like to rebound with the Soap Lady's laundry pod.
Score a three-pointer with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. Find a distributor in your area at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank. And our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information, or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
John Sparks now on our pregame show. Shawnee Saints head man, and you guys are 7-3. You have the 10th leading scorer in the country on your team, and it seems like you got some good pieces and some good parts with this club.
Yeah, it's a good group. They play pretty hard. We lost the last two we've lost. They've been pretty tough. Should have won both of them, but you know how it goes. Down the stretch, you got to make plays. You got to finish the game.
I can't wait to see Savion McEwen. I mean, a guy that is not 6 feet tall, that is scoring 23 a game. A lot of times, if you'll see a guy like that, that means he's going to be a volume shooter. He's going to just be, you know, a chucker. But he shoots 53%, so he's not like that. I mean, he scores with efficiency, too.
He takes great shots. He takes tough shots. But the thing about Savion, he's a shot maker. He makes shots. And he's had games where he's had 30 this year on 14 and 15 shot attempts, which is insane. But he's a really good player. Really works at it.
Out of Paducah, has he verbaled anywhere yet?
No. What's crazy is Savion's the only kid we had that did not playing any exposure event this summer. So I think we have three or four other sophomores that have offers. He's leading the league and scoring and top 10 in the nation.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have any offers. It's crazy.
Yeah, that, oh, he will, right?
Yeah, he will. We got people sniffing him out now, but whoever gets him, he's quality kid, tough, tough competitor. Obviously, he scores and he's great in the classroom, so it's a win-win.
Yeah, great kid. The kid that everybody wants to coach, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. He's definitely that guy.
You have good memories of the last time you were here. You were telling me, you said it's been about 8 years, but you pulled off a victory in this building the last time you were here.
We won.
That's probably
here.
Why they didn't invite you back for a while.
We won in here, and it was tough. I remember it being really tough. Mac was really good, and I think we won on a buzzer beater.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was good. It was good memories, very good memories.
What about this year's MAC team? I know you've done some scouting. What kind of jumps to the top of that scouting report for this version of the Cardinals?
We've looked at them a little bit.
Yeah.
No, they can. MAC's got some guys that can really shoot it. They still, it's like tradition in MAC. You have to press. You have to play up and down. They do that well. And then the little point guard, Young, man, he's a problem. He gets in the lane. He gets those other guys off. Bobby Parker's tremendous. We just hope we can stay in front of those guys a little bit tonight.
Is that what you want to do, though, push and run, too?
We do that a little bit. We've been known to push and run, so it's going to be – put it this way. Nobody's going to be holding the ball tonight.
Okay. It'll be fun.
It'll be a fun game.
That's a good advertisement game. For the game.
Yeah, it'll
That's
be a fun game.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
You bet. John Sparks joining us on pregame. Shawnee Saints head man. We're back after this on KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Luke Sprague joining us on our pregame show now. Mineral Area College head man, and I think you got a couple practices in, right?
Well, we got one.
Oh, well,
it was this crazy thing. Like yesterday, we got together by 1 o'clock, and everybody was there, and it was something we call practice. And I know Allen Iverson's not a fan of it, but I'm a big fan. And we had a good practice. You know, we had a good, you know, we don't go very long. We went for maybe an hour, you know, because we played today. But we did get together. We got on the floor. We were able to work on a couple things and just tighten up a couple things and then prepare. So instead of just a mental and, like, physical, walkthrough, we actually got to, run around a little bit yesterday, and it was fun.
That's good. As a basketball fan, I like when my team wins, and Mac is my team, but I like good teams, too, and I like watching good players. So I'm actually excited to see this Shawnee team, and it kind of starts with Savion McEwen. Only 5'11", but he averages 23 a game,
yeah.
and so you think, okay, this guy just jacks. You know, this guy just chucks. It's not the case. He's an efficient scorer at 53%, too.
Well, and he shoots 41 from three.
Yeah.
So, you know, he needs space to get his shot off. He's got a really good step-back jumper because he is so small, but he knows how to score at that size. And then watching him on film is just like you he makes shots, and I would just shake my head and go, we can't guard that. There's nothing you can do against that. Like, if he's going to shoot that in, we're in trouble. He shoots 41 from three. He's 53% of the field, and he's just a really, really good player. It's going to be fun to watch, and we've got to do a good job against him to score because, you know, a lot of their offense breaks down to him shooting the basketball. He has 165 shot attempts, I think, on the year, and the second highest number is 81. So he has twice as many shot attempts as anybody else on the team. He's really the only one that shoots it from three because they just play big and they swarm at the glass. So, you know, we've got to do a good job on him. And if you can take him out, it'll be interesting to see how they do. But no one has taken him out yet, so I don't know what we're thinking. But we're going to have to do a good job on him.
Do they like to pressure you and get up and down defensively?
Well, they will come at you a little bit, yeah. Similar to us, right? They'll kind of pick you up three-quarter court and when they feel like it. But some games they haven't. I don't know where they're at right now, and we'll see today. We play a pretty guard-heavy team, so I think pressuring us is at times not easy. But they like to play big, and they like to play physical, and they swarm the glass, and they go. They're reminiscent of some Three Rivers teams in the past where they'll just put three guys that just go to the glass every single time, and if you're not tough enough, they will kill you on the glass. So we've got to do a good job of that. And then defensively, they'll show some man. They'll show some three-quarter court press back to man. They've got a little 2-3 zone, so we could see that. And then John Sparks is just an excellent coach. He's somebody that I've respected and a friend of mine for a really, really long time, since I was a little guy. And just getting started in this business, he was somebody I used to call and ask about players and just a fun guy to talk to, just somebody that I enjoy visiting with. So, a friend of mine here in the gym today with a really, really good team, probably the second-best team we've played all year. I think the Tallahassee team is going to end up being really good. But this is the second-best team we've seen. But we've got them in our gym. We've got to play better, and we've actually had a day or two to kind of recover.
And Coach Sparks told me the last time he was here, he got a win. So, you got to pay a friend back, right?
Yeah, I've never played against him. So that was before me.
It was Tim Gray.
It was Coach Gray.
It was 8 years ago. Yeah.
Wow. So, I'm just – I don't like playing my friends. It's hard at the end of a game to get so competitive, and I get so into it, and then at the end of the game see your buddy at the end. But he's just a good coach. I mean, they're in the middle of nowhere. He doesn't have a lot of what maybe some other teams in his region do, and yet he wins every single year and puts kids to college and gets them to graduate and does it the right way. So I've got a lot of respect for him, and he's a good coach now, and this is a really, really good basketball team.
All right, Luke Strege joining us on pregame. We're back with more after this on KREI.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is proud to be a local business supporting local business with our all-new Farmers Market. We feature products from some of the best local artisans in the Parkland. When you purchase these products, you are helping us support small, home-based businesses that offer some wonderfully crafted and unique items that are not found anywhere else. Products featured will change periodically, but all of them will come from local craftsmen. For more information, visit parklandrx.com or any of our stores in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton.
Start with the best. This is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to give you the starting lineups.
All right, let's meet the starters tonight for the Shawnee Saints. Shamari Tillett, a 6'7 freshman from Chicago, 5 points a game. Antonio Davis, remember he played for the Indiana Pacers? 6'5, that's not the same guy. 6'5 freshman, 4.5 points out of Savannah, Tennessee. Furman Jeff, that's the way his name is. It's not Jeff Furman, it's Furman Jeff. 6'2 sophomore from St. Louis, 5 a game. Adam Saeed, a 6'6 sophomore out of Chicago, 9 points a game for him. And Savion McEwen is 10th in the country, 23.1 points per game. 5'11 sophomore from Paducah. We'll meet the Mineral Area College Cardinal starters coming up after this timeout as they go through the national anthem here at the Bob.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home with a no bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is a no bull deal? It's simple. It's a deal that no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. At Lucas Smith, we were named only one of two Missouri recipients of the Customer First Award of Excellence. We're the dealer that will give you the best no bull deal and no bull service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Hi, this is Santa Noble, wife of Farmington head basketball coach Terry Noble. And the only technical foul I've seen is not using Soap Lady products to clean a team's uniforms.
Big savings are a slam dunk with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. And find a distributor in your area on our website at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
We're your official government weather reporting station, the voice of Missouri's Parkland. AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Ironton, the Arcadia Valley.
Let's meet the Mineral Area College Cardinals starters. Roman Young's the point guard. 5'11 sophomore out of Wichita, Kansas, played at Sunrise Academy. 8.8 points a game for him. Lance Singh in the starting lineup from Toby Honnick, Pennsylvania, a 6'5 freshman averaging 8.5 a game. Bobby Parker leads the team in scoring at 17, just under 17 per, a 6'4 sophomore from Crete, Illinois. Jamie Hale is a 6'5 freshman from Melbourne, Australia. And Zach Cameron, a 6'10 sophomore from, well, he's from all over the place, Sacramento, Springfield. Played at Brewster Academy, transferred from Kennesaw State. Is a women's game concluded already?
It is. Just got concluded a few minutes ago, and Mineral Area 78, Southeast Illinois 45.
Holy smokes, yeah. What a rebound game that was, huh?
So we know that was our third time playing them, but, yes. but the good news is they kept getting better and better each time. Went from an overtime win in the beginning and now to a 33-point win. So very
overtime
good.
In the first game. Then they played them in the very second game.
Yes.
And that was about a 20-point win, I think. And then, wow, they blasted them. Oh, I think they kind of needed that, too. They kind of needed it.
Yes.
They lost a couple in a row. What are we doing? Where are we going? Where's this headed? And good to see them back on the right track. Yeah,
exactly. You know, they that last game playing against Vincennes, you know, I listened to you when you went to that game and had a pretty good first half, you know, hung with them pretty well. But, boy, the second half it really got away from them. So it was good to see them rebound and get a good win tonight.
So Vincennes has a bunch of Jets over there. Holy smokes. Mineral Area in there. Home whites, they've got the black and red piping down the side of the shorts. They've got the black and red piping on the top of the shoulders, and then the black numbers with the red outlines. Shawnee is in, it looks not quite black, but really dark charcoal.
Yeah.
In fact, I kind of like their uniforms.
Yeah, I like
that. Neat.
Like a dark charcoal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Some white and burgundy down the sides. They've got actually white outline with the same charcoal numbers, and then they've got the burgundy numbers and letters. Really looking forward to seeing this team, especially Savion McEwen, 21.3 a game, 10th in the country in scoring. So it'll be Mineral Area College pushing it from our right to our left as we look at and describe the action to you. And jumping it up will be Zach Cameron for Mineral Area College. It'll be Adam Saeed for the Shawnee Saints. They'll go left to right. Saeed gets way high, tips it back, and we're underway. Here's McEwen controlling the ball. A 5'11 sophomore out of Paducah, Kentucky, not so far away. And so Shawnee starts with the basketball, and Mineral Area College will play that 2-3 zone. Kevin, we hear Coach Strachey talk about how his disdain for zones, but they've played quite a bit of it this year so far. And now here's the point guard. That's McEwen. They'll go down to the right low block, a duck-in play that time, and a bouncer along the rim. And that's what do we name for basketball? Antonio Davis scores it. They've got another guy on this team that comes off the bench, Maurice Evans. He played in the NBA for a while, too. Played for the University of Texas and Wichita State. So it's a 2-0 lead for the Shawnee Saints. And Mineral Area College has the basketball to the right corner. Here's Lance Singh with it. Lance with a jab step, now squares up, and he rolls the three-pointer in and out. Up to the rim goes McEwen, and here's the 5'11 point guard, maybe 6 foot with the hair. And now over to the left side is Davis with the basketball. Davis plays back to McEwen, and McEwen's going to be guarded this time by Roman Young. So Mac going to mix those defenses up. Nice pocket pass that time to a diving Shamari Tillett. And McEwen apparently can not only score, but what a pass that time, huh?
That sure was.
18:45 remaining in this first half of play, and a 4-0 lead for Shawnee. Bobby Parker rises and lifts up the three. It won't go. And above the rim, the rebound is taken down by Furman Jeff. Furman Jeff is from St. Louis. Running the point, here's Savion McEwen. He's at the head of the circle. Looks to his left side. Two-handed chest pass to Saeed. Saeed enters it. That low, curling bounce pass to Tillett. Tillett back to the right wing. Davis. Davis snaps off a three. Oh, that one goes home, and it's a 7-0 shot to the right jaw from the Shawnee Saints coming into the bob here.
Well, Shawnee's doing a good job of getting the ball inside. They've managed to score a couple times inside, and when they didn't have it, they kicked it out for a wide-open three. It's a good job.
So Davis has five now, the three and the two, and then you've got two more points for Tillett, and the 23-pointed guy hasn't even scored yet. And already it's 7-0, so Mac has the basketball, and we're just a couple of minutes in right here. Head of the circle is Parker. Parker on the left wing, covered up there by Davis. Now to Singh, two on the shot clock. Singh, a covered-up three, doesn't get close, and the Saints doing it on the offense and defense right now. Coming down the floor is McEwen. He's going to go coast-to-coast. Left hand tries to go over to the 6'10 Cameron that time misses the layup, and now here's Singh blasting down the court. He goes end-to-end, shoves off with a little offhand, got away with it, yeah, and then hits a tough runner in the lane.
Well, I like that he penetrated and went to the basket. That's really the first time they've got the ball in the paint, and good things happen when that happens, and a good job for getting the ball in the paint that possession.
Just keeping the pivot foot down is McEwen that time as the Saints enter it to mid-post right in the middle. It's Saeed ducks under a defender, does a little up and under, and the 10-footer goes off the front of the rim. Mac does have its first score last time down with Singh and a 7-2 lead for the Shawnee Saints. They'll work it back outside. It's a 2-3 zone being played, and now they're going to match up out of that thing. Looks like him play man, head of the circle, Young, three-pointer. Hey, another one nylon for Roman Young. Young snaps off the three. He's averaging just under 9 a game, so the first 7 points for Shawnee and the next 5 for Mineral Area College. Let's see if they can keep that train moving. Over to the left wing, this is Furman Jeff. Jeff drives, south, fires, 14-footer, good as gold. Furman Jeff. I had to check not only the roster but the stat sheet to make sure.
Make sure they didn't have it backwards.
And then I also asked the coach, and he kind of chuckled, left. Yes, it's Furman
right,
Jeff.
Right.
I kind of like it. Yeah, kind of different. Yeah. Head of the circle, this is Singh. Singh, stop and go drive, goes to the left hand, off the window. Tough shot by Lance Singh. I think his ceiling is really high.
I agree. That was a great move. Good left-handed put in there off the left side of the glass.
So a 9-7 lead for the visitors from Shawnee. And now here's a three-pointer banked in. Yeah, well, when you're scoring 23 a game and you're shooting 41% outside of the arc, that's a shot you make. Now, you're going to think I'm homering it up for myself a little bit. But Xavier McEwen, if you just look at him and the kind of the way he plays, little Frank Mason.
Yeah, I see that.
The
yeah,
National Player right. of the Year yeah, yep. from Kansas last year a little bit. Over to the right wing, Parker. Parker rises for a triple, misses it. Ahale taps it out, and then the ball scrapped back away by Parker. Parker bounces off a man and scores it off the window. Tillett really kind of hit him hard in the wind. No call, but Parker finishes through traffic.
Good use of his body there to take that hit and regain balance and shoot that in.
I think Parker, for my money, has the best all-around game on this team. He plays with such smoothness. And now here's another three. Quick trigger by McEwen this time. He misses that one. The battle for the rebound, though, is won by Shawnee. Tillett has the ball jarred loose from him in some traffic. And now here's Cam. It's a Cam slam. Once again, he loves to dunk, and we love to watch him. Zach Cameron rises and rips it in.
You know, one thing we normally do is do an over-under on dunks. I was thinking a few minutes ago, I'm going to put it at 4. You think 4? Over?
I'm going to go over then.
You're going to go over.
Okay, I'm going to
go
over. Okay. Cameron blocks the shot, but once again it's taken by Tillett, and now it's scrapped away by Ahale. Up the floor we go to Singh. Singh on the run, off the window. Wouldn't go. Tough shot, but a nice attempt right there. Okay, so I'm going to write that down. Dunks are over under 4 set by Kevin, and
right.
I'm going over. Okay.
Okay, all right.
So Kevin's leading me, by the way. And when Kevin's not here, we text back and forth.
Right,
and
right.
Kevin is leading me, I believe, like 4-2, maybe.
Okay, all right.
So I'm going to try to catch him. Little offhand shove that time by Furman Jeff. And one thing that you'll notice about Kevin, I know you haven't seen the guys live this year, not many guys can get that shoulder past Roman Young. He does a tremendous job of just staying in front defensively.
Boy, that's hard to teach a player to do, and somebody can do that. That's a special thing because that's really important in playing good defense.
Yeah. So now here's Young at the top of the key, and Shawnee starts in this 2-3, and now they'll play a true 2-3 and not match up and follow through. Lance Singh on the right wing, a 12-11 lead for the visitors from Shawnee. Singh on the right wing, enters it, Cameron, and then Cameron has the ball slapped out and away from him. There's another guy that I think is really going to translate at the next level. Cameron, not only 6'10", but, I mean, he is a really good athlete. Cameron. Going to be kind of that outlet valve. Now he'll come to the right side of the lane as Young plays it in. And now Young comes around and grabs it with 7 on the shot clock. Over to the left wing, Parker. Parker, a covered up 3, missed it short. He dives out of bounds in that left corner and throws it up into the fourth row. And a really nice play by a guy in a blue sweatshirt.
That was a good catch. That was a great catch.
So we've got our first subs here.
Unfortunately, it wasn't close to the playing floor, but it was a good try to save that ball anyway.
Yeah. It looks like Fabio Sunel going to be checking in for Mac. I think we'll get some Kevin Hamlet into the action as well. And coming up on Saturday, we're going to keep it right here during this timeout. Coming up on Saturday is the Rotary Shootout, the Rotary St. Francis County Rotary and Mineral Area College Shootout. And a couple of guys are going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And we're talking about Jerome Freeman going into the Hall of Fame. and also Rush Shaney. Do you remember watching either one of those guys play growing up?
I don't remember watching him. A little bit of Rush Shaney. I remember maybe coming out and watching him a little bit. You know, but he, of course, he's probably maybe one of the most famous as far as the ones who's gone on and played the NBA and had a successful career. And I was talking to Terry Huff about Jerome Freeman, about how he's so excited about him going in. In fact, there's some teammates are going to be flying in to just for that induction this weekend. So that's pretty exciting when you got some old teammates are going to fly in and see him.
And Freeman's flying in from Hawaii.
Yep.
And Shaney's flying in from Washington. So right, they're really
right.
coming away.
That's right.
To
that's
come
right.
back here.
And that's
so.
Neat that those guys are able to come back, because sometimes we do these and the inductee's not able to be here. And it's so special when they're able to be here.
A little fist pump from Coach Strege with Kevin Thurman.
That's right, Luke.
I control the microphones, though. You forget that. A 12-11 lead for the visitors from Shawnee right here. And the Shawnee will have the basketball. Fun game so far. And 13:55 remaining here in this first half. So we've got Hamlet in. We've got Fabio Sunell in. And then it'll be Parker, Young, and a Hale that all stay in the ballgame for Mac. They're going to do that 1-3-1 trapping half-court zone defense. And Luke Strege really mixing the defenses. Most of the year so far, we've seen a 2-3, we've seen a straight man, and now we see that half-court 1-3-1 that kind of morphs and settles back into a 2-3. And now a pass over to the left side and a step into the lane. Mid-post left side, jumper is missed by Daniel Sotan. And if you remember that name, he played for Three Rivers last year. And now playing for John Sparks at Shawnee. John had a couple of guys leaving before the season started. One of them plays point guard for the University of Utah. Yeah, came to campus, worked out, went to some showcases in the summer. Utah offers him, and away he goes. Over to the right corner now. This is Young. Young, a triple in the air. Left it hard off the back iron. Sotan has the back rebound. Sotan strides it up the floor. Little stop-and-go drive for him. Rob Howard in the ball game as well. A 6'8 sophomore out of Gary, Indiana. Now to the right corner, and Sotan looks for a drive. Good work by Hale to stay in front of him right there. Working back outside, and here's Furman Jeff. Curling off a screen, got by Roman Young, but lost the ball, and that's what it takes. I mean, you just don't get by Roman Young. And now here's Parker, 1-on-3, and wisely waits for some friends. Working back out to half court, and a bouncer now to the left wing, Roman. 12.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Jab step by Fabio Sunell. To Roman Young on the left side. They guard him there. Goes to the left hand, kicks to the left corner. Three in the air by Ahale. Yes, sir! Another nylon for Jamie Ahale. A 40% three-point shooter. This is the guy that can shoot you back into any game. And a 14-12 lead for Mac. The first lead, by the way, of the game for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. There's a left wing jumper by McEwen. Will not go. And it's off of Shawnee and out of bounds. Antonio Davis checks back in for Shawnee. Here comes Gentrell Taylor from Conway, Arkansas. Gentrell is G-E-N-T-R-E-L-L. Gentrell Taylor. 14-12, Mac on top. On the three by Jamie Ahale. Just under 12, remaining in the first half. Roman Young takes a look at this. 2-3 zone that's extended just a bit. Now the ball slapped away by Sotan. He comes up the floor and lays it in from the right side. Well, you get that wing defense going, you're talking instant offense. And we're tied at 14. Roman Young at the top of the key. Looks to the right wing. There's Fabio Sunell, a bouncer to Parker. Parker spins in the lane. Jumps up, fades just a little off the right hand and off the window, then off the iron. Did everything but fall down for him. And Taylor grabs the rebound up the floor to Sotan. Sotan gets it down underneath, and Sunell hammers Rob Howard. First foul on Fabio Sunell. Rob Howard goes to the free throw line. He's coming off the bench tonight. Talked to John Sparks, and he said, here are my starters. And then he paused, and he said, here are the other guys that usually start, but I'm mad at them. So he's one of those guys.
Yeah, that happens.
But he can't be too mad, because Howard leads him in rebounding on the year at 8 per game. And he scores 8.5, and he just hit the free throw as well. So Rob's got his first point. 15-14. The lead for the visitors from Shawnee, the Saints. So we saw the Preachers last week. We see the Saints this week. I think that's the progression, right? You got to be
right.
A Preacher and then a Saint
right.
later. So now over to the left wing of Hale. He's way outside of the arc. Back to Young at the top of the key. Popping out to grab it is Hamlet to a Hale. Quick trigger
wow.
from a Hale. Bang, bang. The Australian shooter hits 2 threes. And Max back on top, 17-16. Hamlet in the middle of the zone. A long bomb three this time. by McEwen. Can't hit it, and there's Hamlet grabbing the rebound. Kevin, just about 5 rebounds per game for him. Parker now wiggles down the right side of the lane to the right corner. Fabio Sanell started the year 0 for 24 outside of the arc.
You know, that's unbelievable. I watched him a lot in the preseason practices and scrimmage, and I thought he's going to be one of our best players. And then he's really struggled this year, but I look for him to really get it going. He's a lot better than the way he's been playing.
He's 6 for his last 10 outside of the arc. And, Kevin, he's had that shoulder injury that's bothered him all year long on his shooting arm, but he's starting to feel just a little bit better, and you can see it right there. Sanell, though, well, that's shoulder, healthy shoulder or not, that's a turnover.
Yeah.
He tossed it into the crowd.
He's trying to make things happen that wasn't quite there. He just needed to kind of slow down a little bit and find the guy in the corner, but he tried to kind of no-look that to the corner and to a place that his player wasn't quite there yet.
Here comes Devontae Harris, and 6'5", and a strong dude, and he's kind of figured out in the last 5 or 6 games, I'll use my muscle and get underneath, and I can stick some shots back in there. And he's really helped the team in that respect. The left wing, McEwen, he lobs it down to that left short baseline. Good, tough shot by Rob Auer there. Got that one to go. And 20-18 the score. We're halfway through this first half of play. Mineral Area College held a 4-point advantage a moment ago. Jawan Anderson getting set to check in for the Shawnee Saints. It'll be the first that we see of him. Now here's Hamlet on the left elbow, swings to the right wing. Outside of the arc is Young. Young with the left hand, stops, goes. Right side, Hamlet. Hamlet, line drive three, why not? Bangs it in. Kevin Hamlet, his 10th three made on the year in 29 tries. He's shooting 34% out there. And 23-18, Mineral Area College has its largest lead. Here's a long three by McEwen. Missed that one long. And a Hale wrestles down the backside rebound. Fires it over to Young on the far side of the floor. To a Hale now. Jamie driving it. Takes it strong to the paint. Gets fouled on the way in. So he'll go to the free throw line. What does Jamie Hale like to do? Well, let us tell you. Jamie has shot the ball 152 times this year. He's shot 42-point shots. He is a bomber.
Wow.
He is a bomber.
Yes.
They're going to call that foul on the floor, by the way. Thought that, I sure thought it was on the drive and on the shot. But nevertheless, Mack puts it in play. Now here's Young. Backs it out to half court. Through the legs he goes. Keeping his eyes up, scanning the floor ahead. And then Cameron comes to set the screen over to the right side. Sanell. Sanell drives hard to the paint. Little jab step. High off the left side window. Almost impossible angle and got it to go.
That's a tough shot that he just made look easy. Nice job.
The good as we've seen Fabio play this year. Cameron goes up to challenge the shot of Sotan. But Daniel goes through him for the score. Good tough hoop. It's a fun game. Good pace to this thing. 25-20. Mineral Area College leading it. Mack led by 7 just a moment ago. 25-18, 8.5 minutes remaining. Young, a strong drive to the hole. In midair, he gets blasted, but finishes strong with the left hand, and he's going to the free throw line for more.
That was a great move. I didn't think he had any chance of scoring that, and that ball hung up in the air there just enough to go in the basket. Nice job.
Well, that's the Roman Young that we saw earlier this year here in the Bob against Swick when he scored 30, a guy that was relentless to the hole.
Yep. I watched that one via the media link on the MAC website, and I was able to watch him play a lot of that game.
Really played well. Roman goes to the free throw line, and he gets that one to go down. Now he'll check out in favor of Maurice Edwards. I've compared Maurice a little bit, and not by his height, but you'll know by the description, Kevin, Maurice is a powerful guard. So I've compared him a little bit to Jabril Diallo. If you once see him get to the paint, he's so strong. He's a very good finisher.
But looks a little more like James Harden.
He did with the beard. Yes, with the beard.
A little more beard, you know. But does he play like James Harden?
Not quite.
Not quite James Harden.
Not there yet.
He's got some time.
Yeah, he's got time. Rob Howard gets the hook shot to fall down in 28-22. It's a 6-point advantage for Mack. Mack was up 8 points just a moment ago. It's 28-20. Here's Singh. Singh drives it. Pops it out to the left side. Sanell, killer crossover, but the defense stays put. Now to the right corner. Give it up to Harris. Right back to Sanell. 5 on the shot clock. Top of the creek. Here's Maurice Edwards driving it in. Looping it up and through. And there's that strong drive from Mo Harris. or Mo Edwards.
That looked like James Harden.
A little bit. 30-22 the score. 7:33 remaining in the first half. They take a timeout. We'll step aside with them, and we're back in 1 minute on KREI.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Say congratulations to the MAC women, and we'll extend the Butler Supply scoreboard to a road game as the Mineral Area College women went on the road tonight, 78-45, led by that North County Raider, Holly Forbes, 24.7 rebounds, and two of her last three games have been tremendous. I think she went for like 27-11 two games ago, and then she was just in foul trouble last game,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Whatever, but another great game for Holly. She leads him in scoring and rebounding and steal on the year.
She's impressive. She's a machine.
And she's 5'9" and has to play against 6'4 players
right.
All the time. 30-22, Mineral Area College leading the visitors from Shawnee here. A drive and a kick to the right corner. McEwen tries the triple, and this guy has not been able to get it rolling so far. Tap try won't go. Tap try will go. Howard. Boy, Rob Howard just keeps working in there. Comes off the bench. Averages 8.5. Usual starter. He already has 8. And 30-24, Mack leads by 6. 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Mo Edwards, a bounce to the right wing, Singh. And then a hold whistled against Shawnee, I believe. And this one going on, Howard. Good, we need to get that dude out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Parker checks in, Ahale checks in, and Harris and Snell come back out.
That's one thing about this roster compared to last year's roster. Last year we kind of had those rim protectors, that Devin Thomas in there. You know, yeah. Zach Cuthbertson could kind of help. You know, this year they've got some good tall players, but they're more face-up type players and a little less maybe rim protect type players.
Yeah, and we had guys like Leros that could come in and spell
yeah.
them. And what Coach Strege was able to do is he was able to kind of play, if you want to call Cuthbertson a big, because Cuthbertson can play
yeah.
anywhere, but you could call
yeah.
him a big and they could play two bigs at the same time. And still have some reinforcements. And I don't think Coach Strege necessarily has that luxury this year because he really only has two bigs. He's got
right.
Cameron and Hamlet. And maybe you feel like you need one of those to sub for the other guy.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And so he plays them together occasionally, but not a lot.
Yeah, and so that kind of limits you on being able to protect the rim and keep your bigs from the other school, you know, from attacking the basket. Like, look like they're able to do a little bit on them right now.
And that was kind of the tough matchup with Swick. And I thought that made that a home victory against Swick such a great win. But on the road, boy, Swick has a couple of just tremendous players in the post. And
yeah.
Kind of ate
yeah.
Mac up. One dude went for 36 that night.
That's
oh,
incredible.
Oh,
yeah, that's just tough. Incredible because you know that it's coming, so you're putting resources to try to stop
yeah.
it, and he still gets 36.
So 30-24, Mac leads, and Savion McEwen has only 3 points so far, and he's shot to 5 shots, so a good defensive job on McEwen, the 10th leading scorer in the country so far, averaging 23.1. Mac has the basketball, a bouncer into Lance Singh. You got Singh, Edwards, Parker, Cameron, and Ahale, the 5 on the floor for Mineral Area College. 10 on the shot clock now, and a foul 30 feet away from the basket.
Yeah.
A little hold by Daniel Sotan.
Line.
His first, and that's the 5th team foul whistled against Shawnee. And I'm telling you, Shawnee's not going to get to the bonus with only one Mac foul
right.
and 6:47 remaining in the first half. Head of the circle, here's Mo Edwards, a bouncer to Cameron. Cameron's way out on that left wing. A back cut, not there. Singh down to the right corner. Ahale, they walk, yep, just shuffled him. The Mineral Area College ladies will be back on the air coming up on Saturday at that shootout we were telling you about. They'll play Arkansas Baptist. And then the Mineral Area College Men will play Illinois Central in the final two games. Seven total games. We'll broadcast six of them for you on AM 800 and J98 The Boots. 6:22 remaining in this first half. A travel that's not called, but well, anyway, Adam Saeed got the layup to go on the left side. That's a travel in the NBA, isn't it?
Probably should have been a travel. Yeah.
2-3 zone played by Shawnee here. 30-26. Here's the ball that's chopped away from a Hale. He recovers it. And now Edwards bounces it to the right corner. Singh guarded tightly by the ultra-quick McEwen. Now a drive by Parker. He scooped it up but couldn't score it. And the long rebound taken down by Saeed. Saeed throws the outlet to Sotan. He turns it over. Lance Singh has it. He's got Cameron out in front. Here's Cameron up and away and jams it down again. That's another Cam jam. He's got two dunks tonight. He's halfway to your over-under.
Halfway.
5:33 remaining in the first half. And a 32-26 lead for Mac. Top of the key, this is Sotan. Sotan to the right side. Little drive by Saeed. Fans back out to the right corner. Ahale did a nice job staying in front of him. They enter it to Taylor. Lost it, got it back. Sotan now slashing down. Cameron challenges him at the rim and changes the shot, but the loose ball is picked up by Shamari Tillett, and he scores it off the window. 4 points for Tillett, and a 32-28 ball game. Mack leading it by four. 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Reese Edwards. The right wing, Parker. Cameron comes out to grab. They go to the left corner, Singh. Eyes the triple, didn't want it. Now Cameron sliding down the left side of the lane. Can't find him there. They skip it to the right side. Edwards dangerously close to the sideline. 8 on the shot clock. A drive by Edwards. 2 through 2 men. Oh. Can't score it. Right at the rim. Just snuck it off. And then the rebound taken down by Sotan. Sotan up the floor to McEwen. McEwen back to Sotan. In between the circles now. He'll back it out and set it up. Edwards watching Sotan. Sotan goes to the left hand, drives the left side of the lane. A little help for Edwards as he got caught, held up on the screener, and then just bumped his man. So the first one on Mo Edwards, and Roman Young will check in for him. So Roman Young out of Sunrise Academy in Wichita, who also produced Buddy Hield just a few years ago.
Wow, he was a prolific scorer there for Oklahoma.
Oh, mercy. And now for Sacramento. And now just inside of the arc is McEwen goes to Sotan, and Cam meets him at the rim and rejects not only the ball, but the whole man.
That was a heck of a rejection right there.
He sent everything down to the floor.
Yes, he did.
Good work by Zach Cameron. 32-28. Mack by four with the ball. 4:20 remaining in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Supertalk 800.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
A 4-point advantage for Mineral Area College. A fun ball game here at the Bob. Still a long ways to go. Come on out and see some of this MAC action tonight. Really fun game. The Mineral Area College women won at the road earlier, or on the road, at the road, whichever, tonight at Southeast Illinois, 78-45. Roman Young has it at the head of the circle. He's looking for a drive. No seam there. Out to Parker. Parker elevates over a man and dropped it down right in his bean. An 18-footer right over the top of Sotan.
No, and he had no space either to get that shot off. I was kind of questioning the shot, but, man, that was a smooth-looking shot.
And now the ball lost out of bounds on the dribble drive by Saeed. I was questioning the shot at first, Kevin, and then once he released it, I'm thinking, should have been a three-point play opportunity.
Well, and he really elevated on that jump shot. I mean, you get some elevation on jump shot, and then there's that elevated. He got, I mean, he had to be two feet in the air to go over his guy and be able to hit that shot.
Bobby Parker, tremendous play right there. 34-28, Mack by six, 3:45 remaining in the first half. Lance Singh brings it across the timeline, curls it in the left hand, goes to Young on the right wing. The stretched out zone, a 2-3 variety. Cameron sets up shop at the top of the key. He's going to be the screen man. Young pops through. Can't find him there. And now Singh curls around from the left to the right side. Elevates just outside of the free throw line. And that one's blocked. Deflection taken by Tillett. And now up the floor, it's Sotan. Back to the top of the circle, McEwen. Savion McEwen averaging 23 a game. He has only three so far. Mack has locked him down. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Back cut. Oh, a meeting at the rim. And the joust is won by Cameron as Saeed challenged him up to the rim. And Cameron turned him away.
He was going to dunk that one. In fact, that ball was about halfway down. And somehow Cameron was able to block that shot from going in the basket. And that was amazing. I've never seen a dunk that far down that got blocked.
Three blocks by Zach Cameron tonight. And Parker goes up for the hook shot on the drive, but he loses that one out of bounds. We're seeing some shades of our shot blocker from last year.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I talked about rim protection. He's doing a good job right now. That's excellent for Zach Cameron.
So Zach Cameron has three blocks. He's got two dunks. And he has been the powerful man tonight. And I think Daniel Sotan is listening to us because he challenged it right there and shot it right over him. 34-30. Four-point game. Mineral Area College leads. Pretty good shot by Sotan right there. 2.5 minutes remaining in the first half. This is Parker at the top of the key. Parker elevates from three. Missed it short. And Sotan rises up for the rebound. Snaps it out of the air. Comes across the timeline. Roman Young picks him up right there till it sets the screen. Sotan looks for a drive with the left hand. Lost it. Regained. Now going to dribble it back to the right side. Throw it over to McEwen. McEwen is guarded by Singh. Singh staying right in front of him. Killer crossover by McEwen. Gets all the way deep in the paint. Threw it too long, but on the backside rebound. Amazing. Body control by Adam Saeed. Caught it in the air and finished it off the window. 34-32. Two-point lead for Mac. Mac trailed early in this one. In fact, they were down 7-0, but then they came back to lead by 8. It was a 15-point turnaround, 28-20. Stop-and-go drive by Young. Pitches it over to the right wing, to the right corner. Parker, triple in the air. Missed it short. Backside rebound. That's McEwen. McEwen over to Sotan. 135 remaining in the first half. 34-32. Mineral Area College on top. Sotan goes rim to rim. Missed the shot. I thought that Tillett is the one that tipped it in, but Sotan is begging for us to give him the points.
I think it was Tillett.
I do, too. I'm giving it to Tillett.
Yeah.
Tell somebody to change it. Yeah. Tells me to change it. 34 all. Great game. 127. Remaining in the first half. We're back on the other side of this 30-second timeout on KREI.
Hi, this is Chase with the YMCA. Are your kids off school for winter break and you need somewhere safe and fun for them to go during the day? The Jefferson County Family YMCA will offer winter break camp for ages 5 through age 12 on December 26th through the 29th and January 2nd through the 4th from 6:15 a.m. to 6 p.m. Children will stay busy with arts, crafts, swimming, sports, group games, and more. Space is limited. Register online at gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County.
Well, it's been a 12-4 push by Shawnee. Mac was up by 8, 30-22, matching their largest lead. They've gone on a 12-4 run, and we're tied at 34. 127 remaining in our first half. Mac basketball, Roman Young, Lance Singh, Zach Cameron, and you've got Kevin Hamlet, so both bigs in right here. And over in the left corner, hanging out behind the arc is Jamie Hale. Somebody's positioned right there with him. I think John Sparks did some homework.
Yeah, they're not letting Hale get open, are they?
No. 112 remaining in our first half. Young backs it out. Cameron comes up to the top of the key to set the screen. 8 seconds of the shot clock. Young looks for a drive with 7, 6, 5. Cameron now outside of the arc. A challenge three-pointer. Rattles it in and out. Hamlet with the rebound. Fires it back up but can't fire it back in. 53 seconds left. And Shawnee looking for the lead. A drive by Sotan. Out of control. He's tied up on the floor. And the alternate possession goes to Mineral Area College. He's lost that dribble a couple of times, just kind of trying to go too hard to the bucket. And this time it cost him.
Well, and Mac was in great defensive position there to stop him. There was a good rotation over that to the big that was waiting on the block. And that prevented that pass that I think he thought he was going to be able to make.
So Mac with the basketball. 15 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. In the backcourt, Young fires it to Cameron. Cameron looks to the left corner of Hale. Hale slashes in along the baseline. Tough runner and airmailed it. Now a 3-second differential between the shot and the game clock. And we're tied at 34. Shawnee has it. Sotan dribbling it just out on the offensive side of the half-court stripe. Swings it over to McEwen. McEwen watched by Singh with 13 on the game clock, or 13 on the shot clock. McEwen wants to bring it all the way down here. McEwen through the legs, drives on Singh. They're going to help out now. Maybe a shuffle of the feet. Now the ball slapped away. Singh has it with 4, 3. He shoots it up. And the shot clock went off after Mineral Area College had it. Singh heard it and thought he had to get a shot off. But I think what the officials are going to do is remedy the situation by saying it's a shot clock violation and Mack gets the ball, which actually is the common sense way to rectify the situation.
I'm surprised they're doing that. But
it was kind of a operator error there.
Right. But that's not, you know, the fault of any of the
players.
The players, and so I'm surprised they're giving it to Mineral Area. I think it's a good compromise.
Now Sparks probably as well within his rights to saying, "Well, what are you really doing here?"
Right.
Weird. Anyway, 4 seconds left. Ball inbound to Young. Right side, Singh. 2-1. 3-pointer for the lead. Missed it long.
Yeah.
A great first half.
What a game.
We're tied at 34, and you're. Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show in 2 minutes on KREI.
Clarissa, I've been thinking.
I'm listening, Mara Mouse.
Oh, stop it with the Grinchness. I'm serious. I've been thinking Fleegs Equipment and Massey Ferguson have an awful lot in common.
We sure do. Just like Massey, Fleegs Equipment has been around for generations.
And it's a name everyone is familiar with, unlike other brands.
Massey Ferguson is a brand that holds its value, just as we value our customers.
Massey Ferguson's also a company that stands behind its products and will be around for years to come.
And so is Fleegs Equipment.
At Fleegs Equipment, we're proud to be a three-generation family-owned and operated business.
And we're proud to offer you quality equipment with a name like Massey Ferguson.
Fleegs Equipment is proud to do our part in growing today's agriculture and managing your lawn care needs. Fleegs Equipment, see us today at our original location on Highway 32 in St. Genevieve or at our newest location just off Highway 67 at Lettington Exit and at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
The holiday shopping season is here, and what better place to go than Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. And Josh Harris, you're ready to treat the folks right.
That's right. Not only we're going to have the best prices, but we got the best brands and the best service. Stop and see us. Great brands, Polaris, Suzuki, Kawasaki, Can-Am. On the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Your adventure starts at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
We're tied at 34 at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. The visitors, the Shawnee Saints and the Mineral Area College men, 34 apiece. Shawnee went up early in this one, had a 7-0 lead just 2 minutes in. Mack battled back to take an 8-point lead of their own. It was a 15-point swing as Mack scores 28 points to just 13 for Shawnee, and Shawnee comes right back. They tie it up at 34 here at the break on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. We're going to go through the offensive stats, but Kevin, to me, the key of the first half for Mineral Area College came on the defensive end. You've got a guy named Savion McEwen averaging 23 a game and shoots 53% from the field, 41% from the arc. His only make of the first half was banked in three. He only scored three.
Well, he didn't get really any open looks, and that's a big reason. And he, you know, and somebody who's used to scoring that much, he's going to try to get his points. And unfortunately for him, he was really forcing it over some good defense because of Mineral Area College playing some good defense on him.
He's taken twice as many shots, in fact, than the nearest guy on his team. So you're right. You're right. Yeah. He's used to the guy that's shooting the ball, but. The Saints got some really nice contributions off their bench as Rob Howard actually comes in, leads them in scoring with 8 points off the bench, and Daniel Sotan scores 6 off the bench. So they're Their bench players did a nice job there. Adam Saeed scores four. As we said, Savion McEwen with three. Furman Jeff had a pair. Shamari Tillett with six. And Antonio Davis scored five. The Mineral Area College Cardinals, really, they spread their scoring out really nicely. All but one person that played scored. Kevin Hamlet hit a three. Zach Cameron had a couple of dunks. Give him four. Maurice Edwards with two. Jamie Hale hit a couple of triples. He's got six. Roman Young also with six. Lance Singh with four. Fabio Sunil had a nice 5 points. And Bobby Parker also with four. So the Mineral Area College men tied at the half, but the Mineral Area College women get a victory on the road at Southeast. In fact, do you think we could just keep, like, we played Southeast three. Yeah, you think we could just keep playing Southeast?
You know, and for Southeast, I was looked on their website today. You know, I forgot how many losses they've got, but I think they've got several wins. I mean, they've won about as many as they've lost. So three of their losses have come to Mineral Area. So you know they're happy that they're to be done with Mineral Area. But
I'm sure they are.
But that shows a little bit good for Mineral Area that you know, hey, that they've been able to beat this team three times and get better every time doing it.
Yeah, a team with as you said, a winning record. So
yeah.
Mac wins tonight, 78-45, and Holly Forbes leads the way with 24.7 rebounds. And I think the Madison Reynolds, I think, had four steals in that one. So
yeah,
that's a nice stat line for
that's
her
right.
as well. So
right.
Good job by Madison Reynolds. You'd have liked what you've seen out of Ella Gobald at Vincennes. She hit six triples.
I was listening to those. Boy, those were big, too. And just did a good job of staying in that game through about about three or two and a half quarters anyway.
Yep.
And then things just kind of got away.
It was a 6-point game at the half.
Yeah,
Got to within three. They traded a couple of buckets. Then Gobald hits a three, makes it a one possession game. Well, then the proverbial wheels. That's what happened. Either that or I think what happened is Vincennes had more wheels.
Yeah.
And they just ran up and down the floor after that. So, but you know what? We saw the ladies last year. Remember, Kevin, the very first Region 16 game on the road at Three Rivers got hammered and let that team run on them. But you know what? When Coach Cuck gets that defense right where he wants it, that pack line defense, when everyone gets it, you see that team start to transform, and I think that'll happen.
I totally agree with you. I think this is by the end of the year, this team's going to be challenging for the region. I think there's some really good region teams. Moberly, of course, on both sides, men's and women's look good, but the women's team looks unbeatable right now. And so there's going to be some challenges ahead for them.
You know, we're taking a look, too. We've been scoreboard watching Region 16. There's not an easy game out there in Region 16 this year. I mean, you've got the boys over at Neosho that threw a scare into us last year. They're ready now to play.
Right.
State Fair's playing well. Moberly always is a nightmare. And then, Three Rivers is Three Rivers.
Right.
So it's going to be a tough region this year.
It's really going to be tough.
Your halftime show brought to you by Midwest Sports Center. And we'd like to thank a few of our sponsors as well, like Unico Bank of Potosi, Delosian, Irondale, for sponsoring our either player of the game. We just pick whichever one fits best. Fleek's Equipment of St. Genevieve and Leadington. And then also Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus. When we come back during your halftime show, we'll talk about everything that's going to be happening Saturday. Seven games here at the Bob Saturday. And we'll give you a little preview on that. 34-34, Shawnee and Matt, tied at the half. We're back in 2 minutes on KREI.
Hi, this is Joe Penno, assistant coach for the Mineral Area College basketball team. Choosing the Soap Lady cleaning product is as easy as a layup. That's why we use her products on our uniforms.
Hi, my name is Briley Palmer, and I'm the assistant women's coach at Mineral Area College. And after a hard day on the court, I like to rebound with the Soap Lady's laundry pod.
Score a three-pointer with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. Find a distributor in your area at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank. And our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coming up Saturday is the St. Francis County Rotary Shootout, and they'll have seven games here. We'll broadcast six of them on regional radio. We start our coverage Saturday morning right here at the Bob from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, and the Kingston and Lesterville boys play. Lesterville, I believe, won that Caledonia tournament. Doing pretty well. Kingston and Lesterville play. We just had Kingston on the air down at Fredericktown the other night. After that, the Bismarck and Greenville boys playing. That's scheduled for a noon tip-off. Then it's West County and Potosi on the boys' side. So all three of those games right here on AM 800. The only game we won't carry that day is the Father Tolton at against Fox girls game at 3 o'clock. So we take a little break there. Then it'll be North County against the Arcadia Valley boys at 4:30. We start our coverage there on J98, and then we'll have both Mineral Area College basketball games on J98 Saturday night, the MAC women against Arkansas Baptist and the MAC men against Illinois Central College. And perhaps you heard Kevin and I talking in the pregame show that the Hall of Fame inductions will be between the men and women's game there as well. So that'll be a lot of fun that night. We'll talk to both Hall of Fame inductees during the course of action as well. We'll talk to one during the halftime of the women's game. We'll talk to the other one, Jerome Freeman or Russ Shaney, during halftime of the men's game, because the actual induction ceremony is going on in between games. So a busy day for us at the Bob. Coming up, we'll have six games for you on the air between J98 The Boot and AM800 KREI. Mizzou basketball going to be on the air on KREI that night. Think Michael Porter's coming back this year?
You know, it's interesting. Of course, they rule him out for the year, and then he comes back and tweets, hey, yeah, not so fast, my friend, you know. And so it'll be interesting to see if he does come back, because I know they sold out tickets because a lot of people wanted to come see him play, and then he played 2 minutes. So,
2 minutes.
But you know what? I tell you, I got a hand to Konzo Martin and the staff. They've got that team playing really well, and they're kind of fun to watch now, even without him. And so I hope that he does come back and play, because that might be the only opportunity local fans to get to see him play there.
They're already a lot better than they were last year.
Yeah.
Their first road win in almost 3 years. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Yeah, amazing. 34-34 is our halftime score here, and we'll be back with your second half of play after this two-minute timeout on Super Talk 800.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is proud to be a local business supporting local business with our all-new Farmers Market. We feature products from some of the best local artisans in the Parkland. When you purchase these products, you are helping us support small, home-based businesses that offer some wonderfully crafted and unique items that are not found anywhere else. Products featured will change periodically, but all of them will come from local craftsmen. For more information, visit parklandrx.com or any of our stores in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home with a no bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is a no bull deal? It's simple. It's a deal that no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. At Lucas Smith, we were named only one of two Missouri recipients of the Customer First Award of Excellence. We're the dealer that will give you the best no bull deal and no bull service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucasmith.com.
Hi, this is Santa Noble, wife of Farmington head basketball coach Terry Noble. And the only technical foul I've seen is not using Soap Lady products to clean a team's uniforms.
Big savings are a slam dunk with the Soap Lady Cleaning Supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166 and find a distributor in your area on our website at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Time now brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. Helping to sponsor our coverage of Mineral Area College basketball is Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Comtry of Festus, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy of Deloge, Fredericktown and Ironton, and Midwest Sports Center of Farmington. You've been listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Shawnee will have the ball as we start the second half of play, and they'll be pushing it from our right to our left. That means Mac will go left to right. And the key for Mac, I think, in the second half, don't let Savion McEwen blow up.
Yeah, just keep doing what they're doing. That's right. Keep doing what they're doing, and they'll be fine.
So 34-34, a very entertaining game through the first 20 minutes. And be even more entertaining if Mac can score one more than Shawnee through the next 20. Savion McEwen has the basketball. He's going to take it right to the hole and shoot it right over Cameron. Missed it. Cameron didn't block it, but he sure did change it. And now we go the other way. A one-and-done proposition for McEwen. Top of the key, it's Roman Young. Roman looks for a drive. Nice defense that time to stay in front of him by Saeed. Now he recovers, and Young takes it back out to half court. We've got Young, Ahale, Cameron, Parker, and Singh. The 5 of the 4 for Mack, just like the way they started the game. A drive by Parker, lost the ball. A strong defense that time. Furman Jeff just kept him in front. And as Parker spun, Jeff played tough and grabbed it away. 34-34. Looking for the first score here of the second half. Each team with a possession. That's McEwen, top of the key. Swings it over to the right corner. Davis, he's looking for the drive on a hail. Jamie moves his feet, stays in front. They swing it over to the left side. That's to Saeed. A drive along that left baseline. Oh, I thought Zach Cameron had the block shot. Instead, he's going to go for the foul right there.
That was definitely a clean block up top. I didn't see anything at the bottom, but up top, that was definitely a clean block.
First foul on Zach Cameron. We'll meet some of these Mineral Area College Cardinals tomorrow night at Hubs Pub on our Cardinal Conversation. Luke Streggy and some of the players will be out of Hubs Pub tomorrow night from 6 until 7 on J98 The Boot. Tied at 37, and Furman Jeff is at the free throw line. And I didn't say it fast enough. He was 17 for 17 from the line.
Well,
now he's 18 for 18. Perfect.
There you go. There
perfect
you go.
Free throw shooter.
That's right.
Never misses.
That's right.
Ever. All year. All right, he's pretty good, huh? 19 for 19 now. 36-34, a two-point lead for Shawnee. Three-quarter court pressure, 1-2-2. Very similar to what Mack does. Over to the left wing, this is Ahale. Ahale works it to the top of the key to Young. Bobby Parker comes up into the high post. Roman going to go to the right side. Now he denies the screen, goes over to the right corner. Singh for three, missed it. On the backside, the rebound taken down by Tillett. Tillett passes it off to McEwen. A bouncer down underneath now. A lot of bodies scrapping for it, and Parker finally comes up with it. Parker driving it into the forecourt, knocked off of his stride by Antonio Davis. First foul on Davis. And it'll be Mineral Area College basketball in front of the scores table right here at midcourt. Jamie Ahale steps over to put it in play. 36-34, only 2 points scored in the second half. That coming from Shawnee on two free throws by Furman Jeff. Roman Young between the circles to Cameron, left elbow extended, back cut Parker covered up, right wing Young now. Young coming off the screen from Cameron. Cameron dives to the hole on the pick and roll to the left corner. Parker, and he rattles home the three-point shot. Bobby Parker with his first three, shooting 44% outside of the arc this year by percentage, Mac's best three-point shooter. And 37-36. Mineral Area College is on top. So two free throws by Shawnee and one three-point make by Mac so far. And now here's a power move left low baseline, and Furman Jeff went right through the chest of Cameron to score it.
That was a strong move going up against a much taller Zach Cameron and able to score right over the top of him.
And 38-37. Shawnee, as we toggle back and forth here in the second half. Roman Young pulls it out front. Luke Strege calls the play. And now here's Young, dribbling it at the head of the circle. It drives down with the left hand, stops, spins it back out front. Cameron, triple. Yes, sir! Zach Cameron, the big Z for three. And Zach, it's his fifth three and 12th tries this year, 40-38. How about that? 40-38, Mineral Area College on top, rolling off the front of the iron. Tilled, had it all the way into the paint, muscled it up to the rim, but he just rolled it off the front of the iron. I do kind of like how these Saints, most of them, and maybe, you know, this is a credit to John Sparks, the coach, when they go up in the paint, they go strong with two hands.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I'm surprised he missed that because he took it so strong, he had two hands, the ball right on the edge of the rim, and just kind of left it short, just barely didn't quite get it in there.
Singh spins out of traffic at half court. Roman Young going to operate this offense one more time. Parker, the man to set the screen. He'll pop out. And we'll see. Maurice Edwards come in next dead ball. 16:40 remaining in the second half. 40-38. Mack on top. Parker at the free throw line. Throws it over to Cameron. Cameron slashing down the right side. Throws it to the right corner. Singh for three. Caught the back edge of the iron. And the rebound then taken down by Shawnee. It's Furman Jeff into the forecourt. Guarded by Young. Jeff coming off a screen, trying to stay with him. Kicks it down to the left corner. And a drive. Oh, Cameron rejects the shot that time, playing volleyball. As the drive came in by Antonio Davis. Well, remember last year we had a certain player from the Netherlands who claimed to be the best volleyball player on campus? Maybe yeah. Cameron is this year.
Well, I bet he is.
After that one.
I bet he is. I bet he'd be a heck of a volleyball player.
I bet
player.
He would, too. It was Mark Laros that was last
right.
year that told us
yep.
he was the best volleyball player.
Yep.
40-38, and of course we got a bunch of ladies that would probably step and say,
yeah.
There's not a guy out here that can play with us.
I beg to differ.
40-38, three-pointer airball. Cameron with the backside rebound. Mineral Area College ladies by the way sixth in the country in national volleyball tournament this year. Speaking of a spike, Rob Howard goes up and tosses that one by Maurice Edwards. Nearly up into the walking track above the floor here.
Almost through that Missouri Baptist sign that's hanging on the rail there. We almost went right through it.
What's it say right below Missouri Baptist?
Finish strong.
Finish strong. That's
right.
Good advice
that's
on that
right.
play, isn't it?
That's right.
40-30. I never noticed that. That's
right.
A good message
that's
to put
right.
behind a rim.
That's right. Finish strong.
Finish
that's
strong.
Right.
40-38. Mac leads. 9 on the shot clock. Edwards goes to the hole and off the rim. Wouldn't go. And the backside rebound to Saeed. Quickly up the floor, McEwen. 23 points a game. He's got only three tonight. Gets in the paint, kicks it back out. Through the legs goes Saeed looking for a drive. Curl and an underhanded handoff to Howard. Howard looking for McEwen. Parker doing a masterful job of smothering McEwen right there. But he has to come off of him there as Ron Howard beat his man and then lays it up from the left side and we're tied at 40. What a fun game tonight. 40-40, 15-15 remaining in the second half. Mo Edwards running it. Two-headed point guard on the floor right now. Edwards usually runs the point when he's out there. Young will slide to the off-guard spot. Now here's Parker on the right wing. Stepped through one defender, around another, and fouled on the way in. Antonio Davis held him. Here comes Daniel Sotan checking in. Sophomore out of Chicago, a transfer from Three Rivers. 40-40 the score. 15-07. Remaining in the second half. Shawnee and Mack tonight. Great ball game. It's been a great ball game the whole way. Cameron trying to come off a screen. Ahale going to be the deep man. They fire it deep to him, and he does manage to get a fingertip on it and save it from going out of bounds. And now here's Young. Hands it off to Edwards. Edwards between the circles. Bouncer to the left elbow. That's to Cameron. Back to Edwards on the right wing. Sets the screen. Edwards slashing down the left side. Kicks the left corner. Parker, triple. Missed it. The backside rebound fought for and won by Howard. We're tied at 40, 14-45, remaining second half. McEwen, a wide-open three. He hasn't seen that all night long, and he misses it. Rattled it in and out. Cameron climbs above the rim to grab the rebound. Here's Edwards now. Edwards at the top of the key. Parker to his left. He's going to drive it through. Leaves it underneath for Cameron. Cameron pops out right low block, triple-teamed, and then the ball squeezed away from him by Howard. 14-24 remaining in the second half. Sotan. Driving it one on three. That's the third time he's lost his dribble. And now Parker's on the run. Parker, right hand to the left hand, to the middle of the paint. Floater won't go. Edwards, rebound, off the window, no. tries to get another one, and there's McEwen laying on the floor and grabs the basketball to tie it up. Mack will keep it on the alternate possession.
I'm not sure.
What a play by McEwen.
That's amazing, because I'm not sure if he tried to dribble or if he got knocked out of his hands, but McEwen's laying there on the ground for several seconds, and he grabs the ball as it comes down.
Really a great play. Here comes Gentrell Taylor in the ball game, 6'7", 240-pound freshman. We're tied at 40.
Tell you what, if you're a fan of basketball, this is a fun game to be at and watching right here. This is a 40-40 game here. You got 14 minutes to go. You got coaches are into it. The players are into it. It's a good level of basketball, high enthusiasm. What fun this is.
I think this is my most fun game of the year so far. It's just been a really fun one to be at. We've got some subs as Fabio Sunil checks in along with Kevin Hamlet and also DeMonte Harris in the ballgame. Hamlet got it off the inbound, spins a 360, and powers it off the window. Welcome to the game, Kevin.
Yeah, that was a nice move.
42-40. Mack leads it by two. 13:55 remaining in the second half. Here's Fabio Sunil out of Altaca, Austria. Already committed to play the University of Milwaukee along with Zach Cameron. He's on the defensive side against McEwen. McEwen goes around him, fires it up, and got it to go. His first second-half field goal, only his second field of the game, and he's got five. And he tied it at 42. Boy, if you're John Sparks, though, and it's close, no matter what McEwen's done during the game, you've got to feel great going deep into the game feeling like, hey, I've got the best player on the floor. But right now it's Maurice Edwards who curls around a defender, scoops it over to DeMonte Harris, and DeMonte, like he's done about the last half dozen games, powers it in and go into the free throw line.
Yeah, that was a strong move. That's not an easy basket to finish there as you're getting fouled, but good strong move to stay with it and score it.
So he puts Mack on top by two. Second personal foul against Rob Howard. Mack leads 44-42, and Harris at the line when we come back in 1 minute on SuperTalk 800 KREI Farmington.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Well, speaking of that volleyball team that finished sixth in the country, we see a number of the volleyball players across the way supporting the men's basketball team tonight. You see that in lots of the sports around here. It's good to see. 13:24 remaining in the second half. 44-42 our timeout, brought to you by the Soap Lady there. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. Butler Supply scoreboard says Mack up by two, and DeMonte Harris at the free throw line. To complete the three-point play, and he does so. DeMonte Harris. Boy, you saw Kevin Hamlet come in and do something great immediately, and Harris did the same thing. That's what you look for, is impact off that bench.
Well, it's good coaching decisions to get those guys in right now. You know it's going to put a basket in for them.
By the way, Luke Strege is standing right in front of Kevin right now.
That's why he likes me better than you. I suck up to him like that.
45-42, Mack on top. 13 minutes to go, second half. Here's a drive by Sotan. Bullet pass underneath and a collision at the rim. Rob Howard's going to the free throw line, and Kevin Hamlin going to get caught for the foul right there. That was a car wreck in front of the rim right there.
Well, Howard wasn't going to be denied there. He took that, like you said earlier. All these guys are all taking the ball hard to the basket. He was taking that hard. So he's either going to be fouled or he was going to make that.
Howard, a 68% free throw shooter, and this is the first off the front of the iron. Howard's had a nice game, though. He averages 8.5. He had 8 in the first half and has 10 already. Well, we've got 13 minutes left. So Howard misses the first, back of the line for the second, and he makes it a 2-point contest. 45-43, Mineral Area College leads by a pair with the basketball. Antonio Davis checks back in. I can't say his name without thinking of the Indiana Pacers player. Right. In the backcourt, Fabio Sunil lost it, got it back, squirts through a double team, picks the dribble up at the right wing, plays to Hamlet on the short corner along the baseline on the right side. Back to Fabio on the ring, and now we go back to the top of the key with Edwards. Edwards on the left side. Crossover dribble, 360 move. Left-hand finish, couldn't do it. Demonte Harris once, no. Demonte Harris twice! Yes, sir! Demonte Harris. Boy, he has figured out what his game is.
Yeah.
Power basketball in the paint. And 47-43, it's Mack by four. Three-pointer McEwen misses that one. You just hold your breath when that guy gets it, don't you?
Well, again, that was a contested shot, but it still looked good, and he just missed it.
Mack really making him earn it, really making him fight for it. And now here's Edwards as he's powering his way to the basket. I just always feel good about this team when they're being aggressive to the hole like this.
Oh, I agree. You know, that's what early in the game, that's really what you saw Shawnee. They were really aggressive going to the basket. And in the beginning of the game, Mack was kind of settling for some long-range three-point shots and not really getting the ball inside the paint. Since then, you can tell just their whole game plan has changed where they're really doing a good job attacking the basket.
First one by Edwards won't fall. He's got another one coming up. Mack leads by four, 47-43. That was the second foul, by the way, against Sotan. And 12-14 remaining in the second half. There's Mo Edwards back to the free throw line. And he goes 1-for-2 on the exchange. Maurice has 3 points. The margin is 5 for Mack. 48-43. Mineral Area College leads it. Sotan across that timeline. Oh, they're going to catch Edwards with the reach. Second foul on Mo. And here's Roman Young checking in for Fabio Sunel. So you'll have that kind of the 2 point guards there with Edwards and Young. 48-43. It's Mack by five. Sotan going to be the primary ball handler. Head scratcher. Now over to the left side. He fires it to Saeed. Back to the right side. Sotan bounces it down along that right baseline. Good work by Hale to stay in front. Now it's a drive by Sotan. Hamlet meets him in the air.
Yes.
And they're going to call a tie up right there because Kevin grabbed the ball before the collision of bodies and Kevin stayed vertical. Now, you don't see that called that way, but that's exactly
that
the right call.
Yeah, it's a good call.
On the alternate possession, it'll be the Saints with it. And a really nice play by Hamlet there. They lob it into the backcourt. McEwen with 6 on the shot clock. Drives, fires it out of a double team to the right, left side, Saeed. Drives it, left-handed runner, won't go. Battle for the rebound. And Hamlet had it for a second, squirts free on the floor. Once again, Hamlet comes up with the basketball, swinging the bows. Everybody falling like bowling pins. John Sparks going crazy over on the sideline, and Mack runs it into the forecourt. 48-43. Mack leads by 5 with the basketball, 11.5 to go. Edwards operates this offense. He's got it at the head of the circle, drives it right of the lane to the right corner. Harris doesn't want the three. Top of the key, Hamlet does and misses it long. And Harris grabs a hold of the rebound. Loose ball taken by Young. A Hale calls for it, can't get it to him. Edwards slashes in and fouled. A little nudge on the way by Daniel Sotan, and he's got three. Best rhythm to a basketball game that I've seen all year by Mack. Just two teams just kind of going after it right now.
But both playing with high intensity and for the most part really doing a really good job. I mean, this is a well-played game.
I think so, too. So Furman Jeff checks in for Savion McEwen. Mack basketball up by 5, 48-43. They lob it into Hamlet. Man, Hamlet brought a hard hat with him this time out. Back out to half court, Young. Young, left hand to the right hand now. Plays to Harris, gets it right back. Looking for a drive left side. Good defense, stays in front. 9 on the shot clock. A 360 spun by Young. Loose ball taken back by Edwards. 5 on the shot clock. And Young now grabbing his face. Looks like maybe he got poked in the eye. Yeah. Our Butler Supply scoreboard has Mack on front. 48-43, 10:50 remaining. Butler Supply in Farmington. If you're in need of electrical or plumbing products, visit Butler Supply in Farmington today. That's butlersupply.com. So Young checks out, and there's Lance Singh in the ball game. A Hale right in front of us. He pitches it into Singh on the left wing. Got to shoot it. 3-2. Lance with the runner. The wrong foot runner.
Right.
And got it to go.
Well, I didn't know if he knew how much time was on the shot clock.
It
I thought,
didn't
oh,
seem
no.
like it.
I thought, he's not going to shoot it. And then at the last second he did. He kind of a off-balance shot, and he swished it.
10.5 remaining. And now in the left corner, there's a drive by Furman Jeff. Gets in the paint. Ball stripped loose. It's on the deck again. And there's Harris going after it. Timeout by Luke Strege. He saves the possession for his team. 10:25 remaining in the second half. 50-43, Mack by 7 with the ball. When we come back, 30 seconds on KREI.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Time out brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. We'd like to thank State Farm Insurance agent Eric Schweiss of Farmington for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College basketball, along with Gilster Mary Lee Corporation. They sponsor our drive of the game, so we'll be looking for our drive of the game as we move along tonight. So I compared Savion McEwen to Frank Mason. Mason's got 15 tonight for the Sacramento Kings. He's got more than McEwen. So.
Wow, good job for Frank. First year in the league, yeah, getting 15.
Not bad.
Pretty good night.
50-43, a 7-point advantage for Mac. Mac's just getting after the ball too tonight. Just hitting the floor, trying to wrestle it away. Good hustle play by DeMonte Harris, yep, as we went to the break right there. So Mineral Area will have it 94 feet away from the bucket. Let's set the lineup for you. Parker, Singh, Edwards, Ahale, and Hamlet. 50-43, Mac leads by 7. Mineral Area's largest lead has been 8 at 30-22. Right corner, Parker says, let's get a better shot. And now Edwards slashes through, goes to the left hand on the runner, wouldn't go. And the rebound taken down by Furman Jeff. But now it's scrapped loose again. And Hamlet setting on his backside and pops it over to Parker at half court. Mac's winning the loose balls tonight.
Yeah, they sure are.
And in a game that's, you know, back and forth, that could be the difference. Halfway through our second half, 50-43 Mac, Singh in the left wing, trying to enter it to Hamlet, and working over the top of him, Taylor taps it out of bounds. 9:53 remaining in the second half, and here comes Savion McEwen again. McEwen averaging 23.1 points a game, that's 10th in the country. Tonight he's got 5. Mac's done a great job against him, a lob into Parker on the left wing. Parker spins, now driving right side of the lane, elevates, and then he gets the rebound and plays it high off the window. That one won't go either. Another battle for the board, and it's popped out to Singh as Parker just kept after it. Now Singh driving it. He gets to the middle of the lane. Double clutch. Off the window! Count that! Shots! Lance Singh! Points number 7 and 8 for Lance Singh, and Mac leads by its largest margin of 9 points. 52-43, and that, my friends, is our Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. They've got benefit packages, including miles, paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas, and holiday bonuses. Go to GilsterMaryLee.com. What a play by Lance Singh. He's got 8 points, now make it 9. 53-43. Lance puts Mac out front by 10 points for the first time. 9.5 remaining in the second half. It's Shawnee basketball. Mineral Area College playing that half court 2-3 zone. At the head of this thing, stepping out to guard the ball is Edwards. Over to the right wing, McEwen. McEwen slashes it down to the left side and a little wrap around by Shamari Tillett. He's got 7 and now 8 points. And the lead is 8 for Mac, 53-45, 9 to go. Ball is turned over now. Dribble lost. Saeed has it back. Singh dives out of bounds. I think it touched McEwen last is what they're ruling. But once again, we see Mineral Area College basketball players diving on the floor. There are going to be some floor burns after tonight.
Yeah, but that was a good hustle play, and we were able to get the ball back. That was a bang-bang play, and the extra hustle was able to secure us the ball.
Lance with the hustle play right there, and he fires it across the timeline to Ahale. Now it's back to Lance on the right wing, and Lance retreats outside of the arc, fires to Edwards between the circles. Jab step Edwards, working off a screen from Hamlet, left to the right side. And now a scoop to Singh, and a three ball in the air, bouncing, 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 and falling through. Lance Sling is living the good life right now.
Yeah, that hit every inch of that rim, and it was, I still didn't think it was going to go in, and it did.
That's 12 for Lance, and it's an 11-point lead for Mac, 56-45 now. Mineral Area College lead. We are seeing guys come off the bench and make an immediate impact. And now here's a drive to the middle of the paint. Oh, what a good hook pass down underneath through the double team until it gets the score.
Nice pass. I think that was Furman Jeff.
It was Furman Jeff, yeah.
You know, Furman's a good name for if your last name's Jeff or if your last name's Jones, but I'm glad my mom and dad didn't name me Furman.
You know, you like Kevin better?
Well, Furman Thurman.
Furman Thurman. Oh, that would have been cool. I actually would have liked that. 56-47. Mac by 9. 8 minutes to go in regulation. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Coles Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Coles Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Coles Tractor and Equipment.
Timeout brought to us by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. Our thanks to Trey Wildman back in the studio. Engineering operating our game for us tonight. 56-47. Mineral Area College leads the visitors from Shawnee by 9. 8 minutes to go in regulation. Shawnee basketball. They've got it left of the bucket, way left, almost in the corner. Along the baseline, fire it in. McEwen's got it on the left wing, way outside. Fires it down to the left corner. Good, strong drive that time by Anderson, who finishes the play with a hook shot in the middle of the paint. 56-49. It's Mac by 7. Full court pressure. John Sparks trying to ratchet up the pressure right here and increase the flow of this game. This is Parker in the right corner now. Bouncer, that's Edwards. Edwards muscles up and powers it through. He bench pressed that thing in.
Well, he was able to hang in the air like that and let the guy kind of get by him after he got hit and was still able to kind of put some English on that ball and spin it right in.
You see why I evoke the name of Jabril when he drives it sometimes?
Yeah, he's got that Jabril hang time when he takes that ball to the basket.
Edwards was such a strong finish right there. Maybe I was too hasty on my drive of the game. I still think Lance Sinks was awesome.
That was big. That was big time.
Edwards missed the free throw. It's a 9-point lead for Mac. Cameron challenges the shot, but is not able to block it until it has it was Anderson, I beg your pardon, that had the score right there. Jawan Anderson. Mr. Anderson. 58-51. Mac by 7. Singh loses it. And now a foul whistled against Edwards. I think Edwards has his third personal there. Pretty good trap that time by Shawnee as Mac got across that timeline, and indeed it is the third on Edwards. Edwards has done a great job being in attack mode on the offensive side. 58-51, Mac by 7, and an errant pass that's tracked down by Parker, but then Parker throws it back away. Cameron's got it. Here's Singh, left side, and his shot is thrown out of there by Adam Saeed. Mac will have it back. Boy, Saeed climbed the invisible ladder over there. Timeout on the floor. 6:57 remaining in the second half. 58-51. Mac with the lead. Mac with the ball. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Hi, this is Chase with the YMCA. Are your kids off school for winter break and you need somewhere safe and fun for them to go during the day? The Jefferson County Family YMCA will offer winter break camp for ages 5 through age 12 on December 26th through the 29th and January 2nd through the 4th from 6:15 a.m. to 6 p.m. Children will stay busy with arts, crafts, swimming, sports, group games, and more. Space is limited. Register online at gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
.657 remaining in our second half. Our timeout brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. 58-51, Mineral Area College leads by 7. Mac has the basketball. And this would be a nice win if Mac could pull it off. Shawnee 7-3 on the year, and they've put together a nice season. And you just take a look at the talent. They've got a nice ball club here. Fought hard, played well. Mineral Area College basketball, far sideline, almost in the corner. Jamie Hale to pass it in. Two-handed chest pass into Edwards. Edwards backs up to half court. Now he'll start the play. 15 on the shot clock. Right wing, Parker. Parker's outside of the arc, looking for the drive. Loose ball, picked back up by Edwards. Parker's in the right corner. Edwards with 8, 7. Edwards, left-handed dribble, top of the key with 6, 5. Edwards with 4, looks for a drive, backs up, fires the 3. Oh, got it to go down!
Big shot.
Money ball, Big Mo. 8 points for Edwards. That's a monster shot.
Well, yeah, as the shot clock's winding down, you're thinking, it's not, you know, what are we going to do here? And he got a big 3 points out of that.
And now here's a good muscle play down underneath as the Saints get it deep again. And Tillett is in a battle underneath with Cameron. A foul whistled against Mineral Area College right there. That goes on a Hale. So Tillett goes to the free throw line. Shamari Tillett, 6'7", freshman out of Chicago. Averaging 4.9 points per game. He's got 10 tonight. So he's doubled that up. And a kind of a two-handed free throw right there. He missed it. He's got another one upcoming. 54% from the line on the year. Roman Young checking in. It'll be Young in, Edwards out. And the starters on the floor for Mack. Young, Singh, Parker, Cameron, Hale. Back to the stripe is Tillett. Mack by double figures, 61-51. Shamari's second free throw. He misses that one as well, but there were three guys in the lane early. I don't know which jersey got in first, but Tillett had like this hesitation at the top of his stroke, and then everyone fell in the lane, and then he released it.
Well, like you see, he's got two hands under it, so he kind of brings it up. He's got the two hands under it, and then he hesitated and kind of faked everybody out there. And
see, I know that a lot of people will be familiar with this, Kevin. He shoots like my dad. So he gets he gets that one to go.
Of course he does.
Yeah, Jerry Speaker at the free throw line. Yeah. Well, except he's about 5'7", he's about a foot shorter. 61-52. Mack by 9, inbounds to a Hale, full court pressure. Singh blasts across the timeline. He's got Parker in the right corner. Instead, he goes back out top to Young. 6:15 remaining in the second half. 61-52. Cameron sets the screen. Young now zigs to the left, goes zags back to the right. Skip past Singh, right corner, Parker. Parker lights up the three, but he missed it long. And the rebound doinks off of two noggins, and they say that it's an Australian one that it goes off of. And so it'll be Shawnee basketball as Hamlet races off the bench to the scorer's table, and John Sparks is just shrugging over there. Like, we had the ball. We were going to pass it in.
I tell you what, though, on that last play, what a pass by Singh. That was a high pass coming his way, and he was able to jump up in the air. While he's in the air, catches it, throws it over. For that wide open three, which we missed, but it was still a heck of a pass. Yeah. Still a heck of a pass.
A great catch into a pass, the whole thing as you just described. Now over to the left wing. This is Anderson. Now to the top of the key. That looked like a charge.
Yep,
it sure is. And Luke Streggy loves it. One of his favorite things. Think like ice cream, his kids, and taking charges.
I agree with you. And that was a good charge, too, because the post player on the other block was wide open, and that was going to be an easy layup. So it was a good charge, prevented 2 points, and
first one by Saeed, and that was Kevin Hamlin, the guy that stood there and took it. So 61-52. Mac's largest lead has been 10. They've got a chance to build on that if they can get a bucket right here. Little off balance, Hale gets it to Singh. Lance going the length of the floor, drops it in the left corner, and that's to Hamlin. Work it back out to midcourt, and here's Young operating the offense again. Roman backs it out. goes to the left hand. Rubs off the screen from Hamlet, head of the circle. Looks for the drive, backs it out again. Right wing Singh, great pass underneath Hamlet. Pump fake, goes off the window, and Mack leads by 11. Hamlet with points number 6 and 7. And Mineral Area College is on the rail, 63-52. 5:15 remaining in the second half. Young slaps it away, chases it down. He keeps it from going out for one dribble, but not the second. Shawnee will have it back, but once again, good hustle plays by these Cardinals. 5:11 remaining in the second half. 63-52, Mineral Area College working on their largest lead of the game. And still Savion McEwen, who's averages 23 a game, has only 5. One field goal in the first half, one field goal in the second half. A tremendous defensive outing by these Cardinals to hold this guy down.
The refs are trying to figure out how much time it should be on the shot clock, and Luke's saying we need to go to the monitor and take a look here, but they're gonna bring it down 3 seconds and put 27 on the shot clock.
Where's the monitor, by the
way?
Yeah,
where would that monitor be?
Looking around.
Yeah, where is that monitor?
Traveling violation. Furman Jeff got it and tucked it like Emmett Smith. Yeah. Cardinals will have it back.
Yep.
Full court pressure by the Saints. And for large part, that is unaffected. Mack and Young, 1, 2, 3, 4 defenders to Parker up front. Should be a goaltend, no call. Hamlet grabs the rebound, can't put it back in. That's a goaltend, my friend. Yeah. It just wasn't called.
Yeah.
And now great drive by McEwen, drawing the defense, wraparound bucket that will not fall for Howard. A battle for the rebound. Howard trying to go back up with it and gets fouled. The whistle going on, Lance Singh his first. Go back to the monitor for the goaltend,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that wasn't obvious. I think everybody in the gym saw that was an obvious goaltend. But
well, there are three guys,
except for a few, maybe three specifically that didn't happen to see that for some reason. But
Howard to the free throw line, and he rattles home the first. And Rob Howard, not Ron Howard, Rob Howard has 12, leads the team in rebounding on the year, 8 per game. Referee doing a nice job, shall we say, demoisturizing
yes.
the ball.
Well, and the referee came over also talked to Luke. Because, I mean, Luke's still fired up about that. That was an obvious goaltend. And I think he's coming up saying, sorry, coach, we missed it, you know, but you're going to have to cool down a little bit. There's nothing we can do now.
We heard you.
We heard you. Nothing we can do. Yeah. It's passed.
63-54, and a foul whistled against the Shawnee Saints. Both teams in the bonus now. I don't think either team made the bonus in the first half.
No.
But both teams now in the bonus here. 4:47 remaining in this second half, and Mack leads by 9, 63-54. And the foul went against McEwen. That's his first. Young goes to the free throw line, and Roman's the guy that you want at the free throw line, early, middle, or late part of the game.
Yeah.
As Roman rattles that one home, he shoots 86% from the stripe. And 64-54. Mineral Area College by 10. Largest lead has been 11. And they match it right there. Another McNylon for Roman Young. He's got 8. And Mineral Area College leads 65-54. 4 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in the second half. They're a little hold by Singh. Sometimes Lance likes to do the old like mid-90s NBA hand check on the hip, and yeah. he gets caught with that sometimes. To the free throw line, Savion McEwen. 23.1 points per game, 10th in the country in that category. Only 5 points tonight. They get 6. He shoots 71% from the line. This guy shoots 53% from the field, 41% from 3. And so, you know, he's not just a volume shooter. Guy that actually does it in an efficient manner. He gets his second one to go through as well. He's got 7. So 65-56. Mack by 9. Young breaks the double team on the dribble. Gets to the middle of the floor. Crosses the timeline. Pulls it back out on the right wing. Now Young drives it in. He's got Hamlet on the left block. Instead goes to a hail left
yes.
corner. And it is a hailing threes. His third 3-point bomb of the game. 9 points for Jamie. And Mack with its largest lead at 12. 68-56. Hamlet, return that one to sender, Mr. McEwen. 68-56. Mineral Area College by 12. after Hamlet blocks the shot of McEwen. Mineral Area College back on the offensive side. 4 minutes remaining in regulation. Roman Young holds it outside of the arc. Plays it over to the far left sideline. Here's Lance Singh. Half drive underneath, bouncer to Hamlet. Hamlet finds an angle and just puts it over the rim for two. Hamlet with points number 8 and 9. And Mineral Area College has built a 14-point advantage. 3 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in the second half. Lob to the free throw line for Saeed to the right corner. There's a triple that will not fall for Furman Jeff. Parker's got the backside rebound, and he's held. 3:30 remaining in the second half. And Mack goes back to the free throw line. This will be Bobby Parker. Parker leads the team in scoring on the year at just about 17 per game. He scored 7 so far tonight. Bobby from the free throw line, a 61% shooter. And he tosses this one straight in for point number 8. And Mack now leads by 15 points. Been a pretty consistent effort. There haven't been really been any big runs, but Mack has just played a little bit better than
Johnny. Yeah, the second half just kind of consistent. Mm-hmm. Right at the beginning, kind of got a few points right at the beginning of the second half, and then just kind of consistently kind of slowly pulled away with that. And they've done it through good play. I tell you what, this is I've been watching it on video, but in live, they're a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're playing better tonight, I'll tell you that, too.
This is a good-looking team here.
It is. 71-56, Mack by 15, their largest lead. Parker missed the second free throw. 3:15 remaining in the second half. Furman Jeff drives it through. Left leaves a good pass, but it's Hamlet blocking the shot of Antonio Davis from behind, and then Davis pushed it out of bounds afterward. So Mack has it back. 3:11 remaining in the second half. Full court pressure by the Saints. Really hasn't given Mack any trouble.
No, at all.
You've got Roman Young. And then there's Singh, tosses it across to Parker. Parker attacks the middle of the paint, throws up the runner, and tosses it in. See, I think Bobby Parker can score in more ways than anybody else on this team. And now there's the drive, the draw, and the dish down underneath. A wraparound layup won't go for Tillett, but he will go to the free throw line. The foul goes on Hamlet. Second one on Kevin. 73-56. It's Mack by 17 points. Largest lead. We're under 3 to go. 2:54. And Tillett's at the free throw line with his weird looking free throws. And he misses that one. He's 1 for 3.
Give him a second. You ready to rebound, White?
11 points for Tillett, though. He's had a nice game. He averages just under 5. So here's his second free throw on this exchange, and he gets it to go. He's got 12. We see Maurice Evans check into the ball game for the first time. 6'8 freshman out of St. Louis. Young passes out of a double team to Singh. Singh strides across the timeline. Bouncer to Parker, right corner. And Bobby just bounced it out of bounds. So a turnover. And Shawnee's got it back. 2:45 remaining in the fourth, or the second half, I beg your pardon. 73-57, it's Mack by 16 points. Largest lead's been 17. McEwen lobs it over to a defender over to the left side. There's a drive by Sotan, stripped clean by Lance Singh. Singh on the run. He's got a 2-on-1. Euro step around the defender and laid it in. Lance Singh with 14. 75-57. It's Mineral Area College by 18 points. 2 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in regulation. A spin in the middle of the lane by Maurice Evans. And the freshman will go to the line. Two shots coming up. You know, Maurice hasn't played all game. He's just in the ball game. And average is only 3.1. But, man, if you're in the playground and you're looking around at who you want on your team and you haven't seen anybody play, I'm picking that guy.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a tall, strong-looking dude. Yep. And he hits the first free throw. Got another one upcoming. He misses that one. A Hale grabbed the rebound. And then it's deflected over to Singh. Hands it off to Young. 2 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the second half. Singh open three left side, but says nope, clock's more important. Double team run out on Young. Singh now dribbles through a little traffic and held by McEwen.
Well, McEwen, he just hasn't had many opportunities to shoot. And to his credit, he hasn't forced it either. So, you know, McEwen hasn't really been a guy that's been hunting his shots. He's playing within the framework of the team, but Mac's done a terrific job on it.
Well, he sure have.
So Singh to the free throw line. Misses it hard off the back of the iron. So Lance's second free throw attempt of the game. He made his first one to complete a three-point play earlier. Singh back to the stripe. And his second one's perfect. So Lance Singh with 15 points. Have to figure out who our player of the game is. Going to be it's been such a good balanced effort by Mac. Cameron goes way upstairs. Didn't block it, but he sure did change it. And Sotan misses the runner. And now we're going under two to play. Roman Young calls a timeout. He was trapped in the deep corner, 94 feet away from the bucket. And so we'll take a timeout with him. 76-58. Mac leads by 18. 147 remaining in the second half. We're back on the other side of this one-minute pause right here on KREI.
Clarissa, I've been thinking.
I'm listening, Mora Mouse.
Oh, stop it with the Grinchness. I'm serious. I've been thinking Fleegs Equipment and Massey Ferguson have an awful lot in common.
We sure do. Just like Massey, Fleegs Equipment has been around for generations.
And it's a name everyone is familiar with, unlike other brands.
Massey Ferguson is a brand that holds its value, just as we value our customers.
Massey Ferguson's also a company that stands behind its products and will be around for years to come.
And so is Fleegs Equipment.
At Fleegs Equipment, we're proud to be a three-generation family-owned and operated business.
And we're proud to offer you quality equipment with a name like Massey Ferguson.
Fleegs Equipment is proud to do our part in growing today's agriculture and managing your lawn care needs. Fleegs Equipment, see us today at our original location on Highway 32 in St. Genevieve or at our newest location just off Highway 67 at Lettington Exit and at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Timeout brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. 76-58, an 18-point lead for Mineral Area College. Try to push that mark to 11-3 on the season. 76-58, they're in pretty good shape to do it. Lance Singh stands along the baseline, fires it into Bobby Parker. Full court pressure by Shawnee. Parker to the right wing. This is Young in the forecourt now. And works it back to Parker in the right corner. Parker sends it high to Cameron at the head of the circle and back over to the left wing to Lance Singh. Singh spins a 360, slashes left side of the bucket, fouled. Raekwon Nelson is in the ballgame for the first time. That's his first foul, and that'll send Lance Singh to the free throw line. Singh's got 15 points. Max really spread the scoring. I mean, really, really well tonight. And the first free throw is in for Singh. He leads the Cardinals in scoring with 16. Lance misses this one, rattled it in and out. Minute and a half to go, 77-58. Largest lead for Mac of 19 points. Minute and 25 to go. Back up three. Will not go, but the rebound and stick in by Maurice Evans will. Parker nearly steals it. Parker fumbled with it and gave it back over to the Saints. 1 minute and 12 seconds remaining in the second half. 77-60. Mineral Area College in pretty good shape right here. And here's Raekwon Nelson in the ballgame for the first time. Left wing, Sotan. Sotan gets it down underneath, and good battle there between Evans and Cameron. Cameron goes to block his shot, but they say that he caught him on the foul. That's the second one on Zach Cameron. Maurice Evans back to the free throw line, where he's gone one of two tonight. 3 points total. For Mac, next in action, the final game of the Mineral Area College and St. Francis County Rotary Shootout on Saturday. They'll play Illinois Central. Evans hits the first free throw and hits the second. He's 3 of 4. So he's now got 9 of 14 for the year. Not bad. A lob in. Ahale tracks it down. Ahale has Cameron, and Cameron has a jam. Zach's got the dunk right there, making it only 3 for the game.
Right. Would you take the over or the under?
I took the over. Kevin's over under was at 4. Yeah. So let's get going, guys.
That's right. 45 seconds left. You never know.
Zach's got all the dunks by the way. And that, he's kind of a practitioner of that. 79-62. Mack by 17. And Sings back to the free throw line after the foul.
Back two. Two, come on. Shoot. All drivers. All drivers.
So Sing with two more free throws. And he misses the first. Lance has doubled up his scoring average, though. He averages 8.5 on the year. And in fact, if he sinks this free throw, he'll exactly double it. And he does so. He's got 17. Nice game for Singh. Singh has the athleticism, has been there all along. The shot's starting to come around, though, for him. 80-62. An 18-point lead for Mack. Long three-point bomb. Nelson missed it short. 30 seconds left. Shot clock and game clock off by just 3 seconds, but really negligible at this point. And Mack usually going to lob it. Hey, there's Cameron that jams it down again.
There you go.
And he's got 13. So either we both win or nobody wins, however we want to do that one.
What do you mean? I set the over-under at 4? They have 4.
I know. I was trying to talk you into it. There's the curl on the reverse layup that won't go.
Oh, just don't dunk it
and
here.
Mack has it back. Right. Get up there and dunk it, you guys. Come on, Straggy. Tell him to dunk it. 7 seconds remaining. And Mineral Area College's final score will also be its largest lead of the game. Mack wins by 20, 82-62. And the Cardinals improved to 11-3 on the year. Shawnee falls to 7-4. Your postgame show in 2 minutes on KREI.
The holiday shopping season is here, and what better place to go than Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. And Josh Harris, you're ready to treat the folks right.
That's right. Not only we're going to have the best prices, but we got the best brands and the best service. Stop and see us. Great brands, Polaris, Suzuki, Kawasaki, Can-Am. On the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Your adventure starts at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Coles Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Coles Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Coles Tractor and Equipment.
The holiday shopping season is here, and what better place to go than Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. And Josh Harris, you're ready to treat the folks right.
That's right. Not only are we going to have the best prices, but we got the best brands and the best service. Stop and see us. Great brands, Polaris, Suzuki, Kawasaki, Can-Am. On the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Your adventure starts at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington.
Hi, this is Joe Penno, assistant coach for the Mineral Area College basketball team. Choosing the Soap Lady cleaning product is as easy as a layup. That's why we use her products in our uniforms.
Hi, my name is Briley Palmer, and I'm the assistant women's coach at Mineral Area College. And after a hard day on the court, I like to rebound with the Soap Lady's laundry pod.
Score a three-pointer with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. Find a distributor in your area at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank. And our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Time for your post-game show as Mac wins tonight, 82-62. My thanks for Kevin Thurman. Great to have you back on the mic, buddy. And brought the Cardinals a little luck tonight as well.
Yeah.
So that was nice to see. Let's go ahead and run over the stats as Coach comes to the mic. Lance Singh leads the team in scoring tonight with 17. We're going to go with Lance as our player of the game, brought to you by Unico Bank. See them in Potosi, Irondale, and Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you. Singh goes for 17, Cameron at 11, Bobby Parker with 10, Jamie Ahale scores 9, 8 for Maurice Edwards, and 8 for Roman Young. Fabio Sonnell had 5, Bobby Parker with 10, DeMonte Harris with 5, and Kevin Hamlin had 9 points tonight.
And Bobby Parker had 10.
Bobby Parker had 10, there you go, yeah.
For the third time.
What did you think about the game, Coach?
Man, it was fun.
We thought it was the same thing, just
it was a lot of fun
game.
Fun game, right? Good, two good teams in our gym. Got physical there, which is fun. We got to talk a little bit. I thought in the second half we made shots, which was big. And then we didn't handle the press well for a little bit, and then we kind of calmed down, and we just spread the floor, and we beat the press. Got to the free throw line, made free throws. And how many did 12 finish with?
That's what I was going to ask you about. Savion McEwen has 2 field goals tonight.
Yeah,
you held him to 7 points. He's the 10th leading scorer in the country at over 23 a game.
So that's it. We talked about the pregame. If we could do a good job on them, they struggled to score. And then their other kid that could shoot it from the perimeter was sick today. So that really helped. So we just played a lot of zone, and we focused on where he was, and we tried to push out when he had it. And then, you know, other than that, there are a bunch of drivers. And we were just able to make a run at the right time, and they wore down a little bit, and we won in our gym. Great win.
It seemed like a pretty consistent performance. I mean, you know, a couple of pretty good teams, and you tied at 34 at the half, and then, you know, Kevin and I talk about it. It wasn't like one monster run that separated you by 20, but it seemed like a good consistent second half effort.
I thought offensively we made shots in that second half, and that made, you know, they didn't leave Jamie anywhere on the floor, so they just stayed on him, and you know, teams are continuing to do that, and that's fine with us. We'll go finish and get layups, and he's fine with it too. But I thought we scored, and then defensively we just did a good job on the one kid, right? If he scores 25, it's a different game. If he scores 7, and because of that, we were able to stretch a lead and go. And then, you know, he's just so used to scoring. You saw him press a little bit. Like, he banked in a 3 of one of the 2 buckets he made because he wanted to score so bad. And just with the personnel they had, we were able to play a lot of zone, and I'll play anything to get a win. And we played a lot of zone today. But, you know, the key was Kevin Thurman was here. So, you know, without Thurman, we don't win. Thurman is here, and we win.
It sure seemed like we saw more floor burns from your team tonight. I thought you guys owned the 50-50 balls.
Great. I'm sure I'll find some on tape that we didn't. Like, I felt there was some that, like, we just didn't get on. And so I'll find some. You know, it was a game in the first half where they come out and they blitz us early, and we're just not ready. Then I thought for about a 12-minute stretch, we were the more physical, aggressive team. And then at the end of the first half, they just absolutely dominate the glass. Like, they knew we were a little soft, and they would get putback after putback after putback. So we talked about that half, that if we could match their intensity or at least play you know, to their level or harder, we were going to be okay in the second half. And I thought our guys competed. And there was some poor stuff on there, but we were able to score enough in the second half. I mean, 48 points for us in a half right now is excellent against a really, really good team. And then I think what you see now is, and this happens with all junior colleges at the end of the year or end of the semester when you're hitting that Christmas break, it's been a long run. And you saw him start a different lineup. I'm sure he's getting to point with a couple guys, and they're wearing on each other, and he's wearing on them. And once we got them down, you kind of saw that they're on Christmas break, especially when you go on the road at this time of year. And at home, it helps you because you're in front of your fans and, you know, you get your routine and stuff. But when you go on the road and you're leaving for Christmas in 3 or 4 days, it's tough to win on the road, and I'm very grateful that we were at home tonight.
If you're a basketball fan, Saturday's your day, man. Okay. $5 and you get to see, like, 7 games.
Unbelievable, right?
So,
I mean, just a fun day. Like, I can remember as a kid when my father going to, like, state tournaments and just at the gym all day. How much fun that was. Like, I'd eat everything there. We'd watch all these games, run around, go crazy. It was a great day to bring, you know, for him to bring his son. My kids will be here. They'll be running around. I apologize for them. But it's a great day of basketball, and it's a tradition here in town, and we need one more great crowd to send us to Christmas break. I'm grateful that we're at home and to be around family around the holiday and get some time to get these boys out of here so that we can get healthy and rested and take care of some business.
Great effort tonight, Coach. Way to go.
Thank you.
Yeah, you betcha. Luke Strange joining us on our post-game show. We appreciate his time, and the Mineral Area College Cardinals win it tonight, 82-62. And Kevin, you picked I think just about the perfect game to come to.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, if they play like this every game, this is going to be a heck of a team down the stretch. And I really do think they are. This team is starting to gel. You can tell just from even watching on video those first few games to what they look like tonight that this team. Because they had good competition. I mean, it wasn't like they were playing a weak team here. There was a very good team they played, and they beat, and they hustled, and they did a lot of good things tonight. So
sure
can't
did.
Wait to see how this team develops throughout the year.
Me too. It's going to be fun. And the ladies win tonight as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah, good day for Minoria.
Good for them. The ladies win it on the road at Southeast Illinois, 78-45. And the MAC Cardinal men win it home, 82-62. My thanks to Kevin Thurman tonight, and also Sammy Wildman back at the studio for engineering and operating our game. We'll have both Mineral Area College teams on the air Saturday. In fact, we'll have hoops all day for you from right here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. I'm Chad Speaker, and I hope your home team did well tonight. Now I'm going to go join mine.